BBC, but I will not watch CNN. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate, you know, because I was listening to some of the documentaries that they had in Al Jazeera, and I found them to be extremely well balanced. And so there's this perception, at least in the U.S., that anything that comes from the Middle East is going to be biased against Americans. Mm-hmm. But this is really a perception. And you would have to, for example, somebody would have to really watch the news, compare the approach. And I am almost sure that it is the American media, especially the Fox of the world, that are likely to be more biased against Muslims than necessarily Al Jazeera against the rest of the world.
Absolutely.
So I think that may be one of those things that if there was a way for Arabic type of content to be created, it would be really very good in terms of balancing out the kinds of information that are presented about their issues, their life, their history, you know? Because otherwise what you're doing is you're relying on outsiders who have distorted views of everything about them and know very little.
Sure. Absolutely. I mean, one of the issues that we get into is, okay, so Wikipedia wants to approach Arab universities. And they want to talk to professors, you know, in the region and say, you know, could we design a class that would improve, where your students would basically, instead of writing an essay, they would actually improve the content of a specific, you know, range of pages. And so,
I think that's really cool. Wow.
Yeah. So some of the debates are, I mean, so it's an educated.
But actually, I would go further than that, because that's what we were doing in some of our classes. For example, our students.